Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up. Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. We're going to kick things off with a quick discussion on this week's County Council meeting, then dive into info about an event next week where you can learn how to save your money on your utility bills. After that, we'll go over some general elections information, the Summit Bike Share end of season survey, the Sharp survey results presentation, and then we'll close things out with a friendly reminder that the Yard Waste Opt-in program is still open for enrollment. All right, Bailey, let's get into the news. In case you missed it, this week's county council meeting was canceled in the final hour. With two council members traveling and one out sick, the council was unable to reach a quorum, which is just the minimum number of members of council that must be present at any of its meetings to make the proceedings of that meeting valid.
County Council Chair Roger Armstrong said in response to the cancellation of the meeting, "It was unforeseen. We thought we were in pretty good shape. We always are a little off kilter when we have people traveling because we do have the risk of someone getting ill and rendering short. In the 11 years that I've been on council, we've not had to cancel a council meeting, so this is a first."
The agenda items initially slated for this week, including a discussion on childcare, winter trash services, a 2023 work plan update, and continued 2024 budget discussions, will be rescheduled to a later council meeting.
But we'll be sure to keep our listeners updated on that rescheduled date here on Summit in 6, on the county's website, summitcounty.org, and on our social media channels at Summit County UT on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
In the spirit of spooky season, you can learn how energy vampires can steal energy and water resources from your home at the Ward Away Energy Vampires family-friendly event. Join us anytime between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. next Thursday, November 2nd, in the Richens Auditorium at the Kimball Junction Library, and there you can learn how to save energy, water, and money at home through a lot of DIY strategies. There's going to be representatives from utility companies that'll be present to teach you about incentives, rebates, and tax credits for just small changes you can make in your house to become more energy savvy. Learn about all the affordable ways you can conserve electricity, gas, and water resources through interactive booths and crafts for kids. You can register for free today at summitcounty.info/energyvampire.
This year's general election date has been moved to November 21st, 2023, so a little later than usual. Please note that this change is not permanent and only pertains to the 2023 elections. The deadline to register and receive a vote-by-mail ballot for the general election is November 9th, 2023. The easiest way to register if you have a current driver's license is to go to voter.utah.gov. Voters who are not registered by November 9th but are otherwise eligible to vote may vote in early voting and in person on Election Day. Find more info on general elections such as early voting, voting by mail, voting assistance at summitcounty.info/2023elections. And stay tuned for next week when we release a special episode with Summit County Clerk Eve First that covers all of the information related to the general election in depth.
Summit Bike Share closed for the season yesterday on Thursday, October 26th. We encourage residents and visitors to take the Bike Share's end of season survey. Your answers will help guide the Bike Share's future system improvements and expansion efforts. You can access the survey at summitcounty.info/bikesurvey.
Got leaves? The Summit County Curbside Yard Waste Program is an optional curbside yard waste program that Republic Services is planning to offer to selected locations in Summit County in the spring of 2024. In order to successfully launch the program, we need 3,500 residences in the selected area to opt into the program. If and when the minimum number of signups are received, participating residents will receive a 95-gallon yard waste cart to place residential yard waste. You can learn more about the program and how to sign up for it at summitcounty.info/opt-in.
Earlier this year, the SHARP survey was administered to 6th, 8th, 10th, and 12th graders in Summit County schools. This anonymous and voluntary survey gave students the chance to voice their views on topics such as mental health, substance use, bullying, and other health issues. The results have been compiled and will be presented on November 6th from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the monthly Board of Health meeting at the Summit County Health Department office at 650 Round Valley Drive in Park City.
In-person attendance is welcome and encouraged, but the presentation will also be streamed live via Zoom. The recording will be made available on the Summit County Health website as well. Learn about the challenges and issues our students face every day. Hear directly from SHARP survey research expert Mary Johnston with the research firm Bach Harrison. After the half-hour presentation, attendees will have the opportunity to ask questions. We'll have a Zoom link and dial-by-phone info in our show notes.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.